Well, talk with me about the partnership with Rainy Creek and what will be going on today and tomorrow with me not there, but let's talk a little about the partnership and how this helps people with their housing needs in Marquette County.
Yeah, so we're really blessed to have this awesome, awesome partnership with Rainy Creek and through their supplier, GAF. And so GAF donates all of the shingles and underlayment materials, and Rainy Creek then donates their skilled labor to put the roofs on our two new houses that we build every year. We really appreciate wonderful donations like that. With rising costs to build, it gets harder and harder to be able to build affordable homes here in Marquette County every year. And we try to build two, and we usually stick to that. And part of that is in part with having contractors like Rainy Creek be able to donate such a big percentage like the roof to us.
You know, you guys have been doing this since I was in college at NMU, and it's incredible, because there's some people that don't know how it works and think that this is a handout. Why don't you explain that, it's, you know, how it works? Because I know how it works, you know how it works, but maybe some of our listeners don't.
Yeah, so they come to us and they apply for the program, and we work them through the steps. And then once we eventually get to building, they put in 250 hours of sweat equity. So they give up a good chunk of their times and their lives while we're building these homes to not only help build their own, but help us with all of the other things we do in our ramp programs and with the other home that we build. The two partner families often help each other on each other's homes, which is awesome to see. And they get to learn all kinds of skills and learn not only how to be a good neighbor and a good friend, but how to be able to maintain that home moving forward as well.
Now, have you guys identified yet the location of the two new homes that will be done in part with this donation with Rainy Creek?
Well, so they're doing the roof today on our second home we're building this year in Ishpeming. We did another house earlier this year that we're finishing up in Negaunee. And then next year we will have two houses going up as well. I don't quite know where next year's houses will be, but we're really excited to keep moving forward with Ishpeming's house. And both of the houses are now one step closer to being dried in and ready for winter, so we can keep having volunteers come out and help us finish these houses all through the snowy season.
Henry, anything else you want to let people know about this program? We've covered the basics, but anything else that maybe I missed?
I don't think so, other than it's awesome when Rainy Creek comes out and does what they're doing today and tomorrow, and we really appreciate it. But we appreciate one or two volunteers just as much every day coming out and being able to help us out. So even if you can't donate a whole company for a day, we appreciate just a couple hours to come and help us do some painting or even learning to install cabinets.